Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 12th of March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Senior U.S. envoy pressures Canadian officials to prohibit Huawei from contributing to Ottawa's 5G infrastructure. The Trump administration warned Canada last year that allowing Huawei to contribute would damage Canadian-U.S. intelligence relations. Reuters sources said a final decision was months away. Microsoft has revealed it was part of a team that took down the Necker's botnet. The network had infected over 9 million devices worldwide, making it one of the world's largest botnets. It was used to send malware-packed spam emails, steal login details, deliver ransomware, and more. Google is now making it even easier for people in the UK to get accurate, detailed information from the National Health Service by integrating results directly in search. Announced in an official blog post, from this week, when you search for anything health-related such as symptoms, diseases, or even viruses, you will find knowledge panels with information taken directly from the official NHS website. Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 Security Division said medical equipment is outdated and vulnerable to hacker attacks, and healthcare organizations are displaying poor network security hygiene. A new report from Unit 42 says 72% of healthcare networks mix Internet of Things and information technology assets, allowing malware to spread from users' computers to vulnerable IoT devices on the same network. The report also offers a lot of data on non-medical IoT attacks. Boris Johnson suffered his first big rebellion on Tuesday, as 36 Conservative MPs voted against the government over Huawei's involvement in the UK's telecoms infrastructure, including its next-generation 5G network. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.